Here's Chick on stories we're following for you today on Robert Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's 4th of July forecast, a sunny day today, warm with low humidity, temperature in the low 80s. We'll check the details on our tri-state forecast coming your way in just a few moments. Happy birthday, America, and have a happy 4th, everybody. Taking a look at some events going on today. Salisbury's 4th of July festivities, the Independence Day celebration of the Town Grove today. The annual festivities begin at noon today with the reading of the Declaration of Independence by Herman Allen, also known as Luba Cherry. Both Herman and his famous brother Ethan lived in Salisbury for a period of time. Following the reading, the Salisbury band will entertain the crowd. You can pack a picnic lunch or enjoy hot dogs and soft drinks being sold by members of Extras, the after-school and summer daycare program in Salisbury. There is no rain date. Some other celebrations in our tri-state region. In Poughkeepsie, the fireworks display will begin between 8:15 and 8:30 and can be viewed from the city's waterfront parks near the walkway over the Hudson. Now, the walkway over the Hudson, ticket holders will be permitted onto the walkway from 6:30 till 9:30 for a special viewing of the city of Poughkeepsie's fireworks display, which is set to light up the night sky. Tickets are $20 for those age 11 and older, $15 for people 65 and older. Veterans and walkway members, children age 10 and younger are free, but need tickets to enter. Ticket holders may enter from either side of the walkway. For more information, on the web, walkway.org/event/fireworks-over-the-Hudson-River. And in Kingston, the fireworks are returning to the Rondell Creek between 9 and 9:30. Check out their Facebook page, facebook.com/OldSavannah, for more information. Well, this year's gala for the Kent Memorial Library felt more like a normal year. Perfect weather, no masks, and no checks for vaccination cards. President Sandy Edelman welcomed guests and noted it's a special anniversary year for the library. Quote, as we celebrate our centennial, we want to recognize that the library is the beating heart of our town, end quote. The honorary chairs of the gala, Nancy Kissinger and Annette DiLorenta, both were unable to attend. The party was held at the Walker House on Macedonia Brook Road, owned by Kent School. The food was created by the school's head chef, Darren Hudson. Guests milled about under a large tent and spilled outside to gather at tables on a summer evening with comfortable temperatures. Edelman spoke of the library's plans for the future, which include renovation of the former firehouse and creation of an outdoor space. She also asked attendees to continue their financial support of their endeavors. Meanwhile, in Cornwall, the story of Naomi and Obadiah Freeman, a compelling one and central to this year's exhibit at the Cornwall Historical Society, titled Finding Freemans, it sheds light not only on the enslaved black and indigenous people who once lived in town, but also gives insight about the treatment of minorities in America before the Civil War. The show was curated by Frank Mitchell, a cultural organizer in visual arts and public humanities and curator advisor at the Tony N. and Wendell C. Harp Historical Museum in Dixwell Q House. He's a member of the Connecticut Humanities, appointed in December by Governor Ned Lamont. A grant from the Connecticut Humanities helped fund the exhibit. The show stems from an architectural research that was conducted in 2013 and features an array of panels with descriptions of life during that time. The show runs through October 15th at 7 Pine Street. No one was injured when an early morning fire ripped through a West Cornwall home, causing heavy damage. Thanks to quick response from local and mutual aid departments, the house at 35 Dibble Hill Road was saved, according to the local fire chief. The initial call was dispatched at 4:45 after Gary and Betty Halby awoke to find flames spreading. Fire was visible through the roof by the time they exited the home at dawn. Additional fire crews were summoned from Sharon, Lakeville, Canaan, Kent, Warren, and Goshen. Other mutual aid agencies stood by at local firehouses. The fire was brought under control just after 6 a.m. Water to fight the fire was at a remote location and had to be delivered by tankers set up in the narrow road. Water was also drawn from a pool on the property using a portable pump to transfer it to a pumper. The house suffered water damage and is uninhabitable but can be repaired. New York lawmakers delivered swift response on Friday to a pair of Supreme Court decisions rendered last week, enacting new restrictions on carrying guns in public and proposing an amendment to the state constitution to protect abortion rights. Grover's Corner was dedicated with memories and music behind the town hall in Great Barrington. Amid short bursts of light rain, the voice of the late David Grover emanated from the grandstand behind town hall. Singing along was his wife Kelly Jo and one of his grandchildren, Athea. With a multi-piece band, they and others who love the local musician held a memorial concert and park dedication late Saturday morning. Grover, 69, passed away in November after a car crash, but his legacy thrived at the park around the gazebo, which is now called Grover's Corner. For decades, Grover sang to children and adults, many whom are now grown, including Cassandra Johnson, 24, of New York. After joining Kathy Jo at the gazebo to sing a verse of You Are My Sunshine, Johnson said she watched Grover there as a child. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken. You'll find a tapas menu, also dinner specials nightly. They're on interlakenin.com, Facebook, and Instagram. And by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off when it reopens on Tuesday at 31,097.26. The NASDAQ at 11,127.85. And the S&P 500 at 3825.33. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.